18-year-old Portia Sowela also did not make it home after attending a sports camp at the lodge in 1999. Her mother, Kitiwem Tembu, has confirmed that she was told Sowela drowned in the Crocodile River while on a rubber tube with her school friends. It's been more than 2 decades and Mtembu is still waiting for answers.
I didn't even ask where were the teachers then. I feel that I should have asked, but I didn't. I feel something must be done with the senior sports camp.
Former journalist and now Eskom spokesperson Sikonathi Majanja says he has a massive responsibility for South Africa. Eskom announced Majanja's appointment yesterday. He replaces Khulu Phasiwe, who resigned in April last year from the embattled power utility. Majanja worked for many years reporting on Eskom and its problems. He says he's never told a lie while doing his job.
I did a job that I really had to do, not only for Business Day and Financial Mail and FinWeek and Fin24.com and Bloomberg News, but yeah, for the people of South Africa. And I'm going there to do exactly that, to do a job for the people of South Africa.
It is registration time for the 2020 academic year at the University of Johannesburg, and it is all systems go. Over a third of the student population at UJ have registered, and more students are expected to register online in the next 2 weeks. Registration closes on the 31st of January 2020, with lectures scheduled to start on Monday, the 3rd of February 2020. And finally, at least 3 people have died when a firefighting aircraft crashed in Australia. The large air tanker was reported missing in southern New South Wales this morning. Wreckage was found by emergency responders after a brief search. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the plane crashed in the snowy mountains 2 hours south of the capital, Canberra. It is still unclear what caused the plane to crash. Gold is trading at $1,558.40 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 33 cents, 15 rands 98 cents to the euro, and 18.83 to the pound. A partly cloudy Thursday in store for Gauteng today with scattered thunder showers, a low of 16 degrees, peaking at around 27 degrees in Johannesburg. Top trends on Twitter this morning: British Motsepe, ghosting, and yes, we laugh, but. Top story on the UHFM news desk: 2 mothers who've been triggered by news of Enoch Mpianzi's drowning at the Nyati Bush and River Break Lodge have recalled the pain of losing their own children at that same facility. For UHFM News, I am Mashal Mukale.
Yeah. UJFM, shaping the future.
Okay. How I want it bad, cause I don't want no media.